Yes. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to EMP. Let's start our morning prayer with prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, I thank you for a good day that you have given to us. Thank you that we can come to your house, start our day with prayer. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, always give us new word for new days, so that we know how to please you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let us open our Bible. Today, I want to share from Acts chapter 8, verse 5, one verse. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. So, we just finished our retreat, and I can see that this retreat full of word, full of prayer, full of prophecy, and of course, full of miracle. Yeah. If I can try to make a comparison, if we are a car and then we are ready to go, our engine is just about to tune up. I remember when I was in Jakarta, every time when I need to bring my car for long journey, for holiday, I will make sure my car is already tuned up, the machine is ready, I change the oil and everything, so that this car can run for long journey. Okay, so for me, retreat is a time for tune up for our spirituality. And I remember this moment is very important for us, because when we talk about come Holy Spirit, then we cannot forget on the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Yeah. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. So after we get tuned up from God, then we are ready for spiritual journey. That spiritual journey, what I say, to be a witness of God. So, learn from Philip, brothers and sisters. Yeah, Philip, one of the disciples who has Holy Spirit. And then, verse 5 told us, yeah, Philip went down to the city of Samaria. How we understand Samaria in this context and our context? Okay. In fact, Samaria and Jerusalem are one. Both, but in the day of Rehoboam, after Solomon, Israel become two kingdoms, two tribes and then 10 tribes. The two tribe kingdom use Jerusalem as capital city, but then the 10 tribes of kingdom use Samaria as the capital city. So after exiles, two tribe people, Yehuda and Benjamin, they think they are real Jews, but Samaritan, not real Jews, because already mixed married with other tribes, so that these two tribes always say that they are the real one, and Samaritan is the fake one. And also, brothers and sisters, because these two tribes think they are the original one, so they look down with the Samaritan. They don't want to talk with Samaritan people. Yeah. But in the time of Jesus, we can see from the book of John, John Gospel chapter 4, Jesus walked and then he has special time for Samaritan woman. That want to show us that Jesus also loves Samaritan people. Because Jesus also loves Samaritan people, no wonder in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, that Samaritan is the part of the city that Jesus mentioned. When you have the Holy Spirit, then be my witness, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. And then Philip followed the instruction of Jesus. Yeah, he went down to Samaria. If we see this Samaria in our context, that means Samaria is like the same tribe, but different country, different area. So most of us are Chinese. Yeah, some of us Chinese from mainland, Chinese from Hong Kong, Chinese from Taiwan, yeah, and also Chinese in Indonesia, Chinese in Europe, Chinese in United States, all Chinese, yeah. So God called us to be a witness for this kind of people. I always say this kind of mission I call cross-border mission. Serve the same people, but in different area. Like me, come from Indonesia, serve Indonesian people who live in Hong Kong. Yeah. In this case, if we see cross-border mission, so Hong Kong is the place of many, many tribes. There are Chinese, Indonesian, Thailand, Pakistan, India, many people. This is a great opportunity for us. Yeah, I can say no need to go to their country. They are in our society. Yeah, I'm happy that our church in retreat pray for Putonghua speaking people. Yeah, that's mean we are ready to serve another group in this city. Yeah, as a church, we already do many tribe, but my question is, as a believer, when you receive Holy Spirit, do you think of this kind of people? Our machine, spirituality, just about to tune up. Then after machine is full of energy, do we go to see this kind of people as our ministry? This is number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, we look to verse 26. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza." Yeah. So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. The second point, brothers and sisters, when Philip received Holy Spirit, his life was led by Holy Spirit. You know, if you read from verse 5 to 25, we can see that in our time, Philip is very, very famous preacher. When he preached, many people believed Jesus Christ. So, in our time, this is like very famous preacher, and then like new Billy Graham or something like that. But then, brothers and sisters, look at this one. Holy Spirit led him go to the south and then met with Ethiopian eunuch, which is only one person in quiet place. Yeah. So ministry is not about you. Ministry is about God. Yeah. When God asks you to go to serve even far, even one person, if it is come from God, then you need to go. One more time, you need to go. And then now, he made Ethiopian eunuch. In our context, what kind of people this eunuch? First of all, brothers and sisters, yeah, there is a connection between Jerusalem and Ethiopian. The connection is, you can read the story of Solomon with Queen Sheba. So, from Queen Sheba, people at Ethiopia know about Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, there is a temple of God. There is a people who worship of God. No wonder this unit come and then want to worship God in Jerusalem. Why this guy want to worship God? You know, brothers and sisters, that this guy was rejected in society because he is a eunuch. The society cannot accept him. But the kingdom trusts him. That's why his position as a treasure. But in society, people reject him. So when this guy come into the society, what he get? He get bullied. People will laugh to him. People might be say, oh yeah, you are handsome, but no power, something like that. Yeah, talk to eunuchs. So he feel rejected. And then now he remember. Of course he will remember because he worked in the kingdom so that he know the story. Yeah. In Jerusalem, that's why he came from Jerusalem, want to worship God. But what he get at Jerusalem? Let us open Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 1. Deuteronomy 23, verse 1. No one who is emasculated or has his male organ out of shall enter the assembly of the Lord. No one, brothers and sisters. So, when he came for worship God, and then the welcoming people say, no, 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 no. You cannot enter to this place. And then now he faced double rejection. First rejection, rejected by the society. Second rejection, reject by the welcome people on the temple of God. I read some interpretation said that he was about to die. to kill himself because of this kind of rejection. But then, brothers and sisters, God loved him. Yeah, God loved him. God sent Philip so that God can tell him that I love you. So when he read the book of Isaiah, he cannot understand how come there is a man who wants to die for his sheep. And then from Philip, he know that Jesus come for all sinners. That's why after Philip explained this verse to him, and then he believed Jesus Christ and got baptized suddenly at that time. Then he bring the gospel to Ethiopian. No wonder at that time there also a group of believers at Ethiopian. Now we go back to our context. Who is this guy in our society? Rejecting people, lonely people, sad people, yeah. So this kind of people is around us, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Why some people love join retreat? The reason because 3 days, two nights, we can speak, talk with other people. Yeah. Why people want to join retreat? The message of the retreat for me and for other people almost similar. But the message of the retreat always say that God loves you. This kind of message is the need of human. Yeah. When they feel lonely, stressed, burdened, blah 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 blah, and then they get the message, God loves you. Yeah. So I can say, brothers and sisters, outside people need us to let them know that God loves you. God loves you. So Philip try to reach out this kind of people. Lonely, hurt people, bitterness and everything. And then today, I will let you know there are a lot of eunuchs in around our society. Do we give some attention for them and then try to let them know that God loves them? So Philip full of the Spirit, and then Philip obey God, go to Samaria. Even Jewish people don't speak to Samaria. The second one, Philip, in his high ministry, very busy, but he also obey God, go to the narrow and then quiet place just to share the gospel for imperfect man, eunuch, and then sit together with him just in order to follow God's instruction. For me, brothers and sisters, I always remember that the presence of Holy Spirit is never for human self-satisfaction, but rather God's mission to be complete. When we ask, come Holy Spirit, remember, never stop for your sanctification, but must flow so that God's mission to be complete to yourself. My question is, what you want to do after this retreat? Where you want to bring your life after you get full of blessing? What you want to share after the Holy Spirit come upon in your life? May God bless our devotion this morning. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue to remember that the coming of Holy Spirit, of course, to renew and to resend ourselves, go back to the mission work. When God already heal you, renew your spirituality, get ready for mission work. It is God's grace that we can stay at Hong Kong. There are a lot of many tribe nations come to stay together at Hong Kong. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of rejecting people in Hong Kong. Bitterness, lonely people. It's a time for us to start our ministry personal. Go and find them. And then let them know that Jesus loved them. I believe when you do that, you can feel that Holy Spirit work with you. Father, thank you always to equip us and remind us. And we know that Holy Spirit in our church and in our life. But the problem sometimes we don't know, because we think that the Holy Spirit is only for our self-sanctification. But that is wrong, Father. Holy Spirit to complete the mission of Jesus. And then when we have Holy Spirit, that means we need to work together, submit ourselves, obey Holy Spirit to complete His mission till the second coming. Thank you, Father, for reminding us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let us thank God for this weekend, and always pray that after this retreat, revival, the fire of revival coming to our church. That's number one. Number two, always pray for Hong Kong. Some people talk about the bad future of Hong Kong, but we pray for the good future for Hong Kong. We can say that there are a lot of opportunity for us for sharing the gospel, because when we come to one place, it's not about how much money we can get from this place, but how big opportunity that we can use for sharing the gospel. And then the last part, we will pray for few people who are in very serious condition, like Abby, we pray for his kidney. Hazel, we pray for her cancer. Isaac, we pray that God give him miracle. And also baby Aina, and then after that, we can go to our personal prayer. Let's pray together.